the Specials podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Well, first of all, thank you for all the messages congratulating us on our new intro music. Lots and lots and lots of fans out there, Rob, of the new music, which is a delight to see.
Yeah, my message must have got lost in the post.
When that intro I did there, I would like to, if it was in written form, it'd have an asterisk next to it, and at the end of the podcast, it would then, you'll get the result of the asterisk. So I'll so listen right to the end to find out the little caveat to that. We're going to talk Celebrity Big Brother. We're going to talk X Factor. There's a few other things to draw to your attention. The Emmy Awards betting is available on site as well. There's Panda betting. Yes, there is. There's all sorts on the specials pages. We're going to wade through a bit of it, aren't we?
We'll have a go, aren't we?
Yeah. Celebrity Big Brother is the main talking point at the moment, though. We've had an eviction already. Danielle Maher, the famous Irish reality star and businesswoman.
She's overly famous in Ireland either.
No, probably not. What was she about? 1-7, Rob?
She was one
of the best 1-7 shots you'll ever see, I think.
Yeah, it was. It's just what the vote to save basically screwed any chance she had of winning, didn't she?
Yeah.
There was no way she was avoided the thing because nobody knew who she was.
No.
If you don't know who somebody is, you're not going to pick up your 50p and vote.
No, definitely not. Let's have a look at the outright betting because a lot's happened in the first week in a bit. I can't believe it's already been over a week, Rob. It's time flies. Charlotte Crosby 2-1 favourite now. Carol McGiffin 7-2, 6-1 for Lauren Harries. Louis Spence is 6-1. Courtney Stodden is 9-1. Abs Love 12-1. Dustin Diamond 14-1. 14-1 for Mario Falcone. Ron Atkinson is 16-1. Vicky Entwistle 16s. Bruce Jones 50-1. And Sophie Anderton 80-1. We haven't got prices at this moment in time for the second eviction, but we can reveal that Charlotte, Courtney, Lauren, Louis and Ron all face eviction. Now, we'll see, obviously. We record this on Thursday. We'll see on Thursday night show how that all came about. Louis was nominated by Ron and Vicky as a twist when they were saved in the first public eviction. But we don't know who voted for who and the rest of those. I said at the top there, lots happened. You know, it's an interesting house. There's some who are exceptionally quiet. The likes of Abs Love, barely see anything of him, really. Dustin Diamond, pretty similar. You can see them being quiet, not getting nominated and coming to their fore in the latter stage of the show. Then you've got others like Sophie Anderton, Lauren, Courtney, and Louis, of course, with Carol, who are on air all the time, on the screen pretty much all the time. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The way the voting demographic's gone, the vote to save should actually help the people who are shown on telly more. Obviously, you're not going to vote for somebody if they're not shown on telly.
Hmm.
So you'd say on this sort of thing, you people like Abs, maybe Dustin as well, are probably vulnerable if put up for elimination in the next sort of few days or so. But
yeah,
I mean, the money we've seen a lot of money for Charlotte. To be quite honest, we saw the money on the launch night last Thursday, I think it was, wasn't it? So it's not a surprise to see that this she's into now 2-1 favourite. To me, it does now look a lot too short for me at 2-1.
Yeah.
I still think there's that potential to sort of rub people up the wrong way, either in the house and outside the house. It's, for me, she's like a sort of ticking time bomb that at some stage will go off. And it's the issue we're going to have is sort of what damage she's going to do for her chances of winning.
Yeah, I think the thing to remember, and we say this a lot on this podcast, but you know, the differences between the vote to save and vote to evict are huge. And the vote to save generally favours the more divisive characters in the house,
yeah,
doesn't it? Because you've got to have a reason to pick up the phone to save them. You know,
yeah,
to evict someone who's a bitch or who's been an idiot in the house.
The vote to save tends to keep the characters in the house, doesn't
yeah,
it? But
yeah. So who are the most? If that's the case, then Robin, I think we both agree that's pretty much the formula. You have to be nominated first of all as well. well. So you've got like two little things. What usually happens is the most divisive characters in the house get nominated because they're divisive, and then the most divisive get saved by the audience because at least they're getting something. So you kind of, that's why in this latest you might think, why Lauren? Why Charlotte? Because obviously they're doing things to annoy people in the house. You've got the likes of Bruce Jones, who's just, you know, doing very little, really. You got Vicky Entwistle, pretty much the same. I know she had a bit of a go at Louis doing all that when she got drunk, but I think that's, you know, largely forgotten about. Dustin Diamond, Screech, she's not doing an awful lot, or not getting an awful lot of screen time. Abs Love, the same. So then all the rest are obviously in the public eye quite a lot. I mean, Ron's not saying a lot, but just his because of his personality and because of the way he is and because of his history, he's obviously a kind of a divisive character
Ron's
in a way as well, isn't he?
Stalking around, isn't he? Waiting for his prey. I always find.
Ron?
Yeah.
I think he's stalking around waiting to go home, to be honest with you.
Well, he gets
paid
fully now, doesn't he? So
yeah, I mean...
You get a week, you have to survive a week, don't you? And then you get full pay. So I think Ron probably in the next week will be doing anything he can to get out of this show as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll walk. I'm not sure if he'll walk or not. I mean, for most of the... Obviously, I speak to Ron on a weekly basis, and Ron is a very bubbly character, loves people, loves interacting with people, loves to have a joke. Now, obviously, we all know Ron's history, and he carries with him that baggage and that controversy. I think sometimes, you know, I'm not saying about the history that... that was a joke or in any way funny. It was obviously offensive to many people. But I think in the house now, he can tell he's very withdrawn. He's trying not to say anything that might be deemed inappropriate. And it's very difficult for him because he comes from a different generation. He's like, I mean, I don't know if what your grandparents are like, Rob, but my nana, you know, I wouldn't want my nana on TV for 3 weeks.
No,
you know what I mean?
Not at all.
Fair enough. You know, that's you know, she's a similar age to Ron. Wouldn't want her on the TV because it'd be embarrassing. That's it. That's where we are. Where we're at with that.
Sort of what was acceptable back then, probably isn't now, especially when you've got...
And the family roll their eyes when she says things, and that's as far as it ever goes. I mean, Ron, we haven't got the prices yet, but this list, Charlotte, Courtney, Lauren, Louis and Ron. Ron will be the favourite to go, do you think?
No, I don't think he will. I just kind of think that he might just survive here. Who does go is the tricky one, isn't it? Mm. I was sort of just looking through, but there's not that many sort of polls out this morning either, which is a bit...
No, I've seen one or two about, but you know, there's not many votes being cast because it is quite new, obviously. Courtney is the one who's leading the online polls to be saved, and Louis is the one who's losing. I mean, you know, Ron very close behind Louis. Basically, it's Courtney Stodden, 45% of the vote to save. 18.6% for Lauren, 17% for Charlotte, and then 10.5% for Ron, and 8% for Louis. Louis is an interesting one, Ron, Rob, because you know, you think about him, and he's been this kind of lovable, larger than life character in the media for a few years now. The axe wearing thin a little bit. He's coming across as being quite a vindictive, nasty person, isn't he? In there,
Who's that, Louis?
Louis.
Yeah, it's one of those where you just sort of sit there and say
the act's worn thin a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, once you've seen that act, then that's what it is, isn't it? I mean, I was looking at the round two housemate poll. This is on BB Spy, which is sort of probably one of the more sort of popular websites. There's 786 votes there, and they've got Lauren as the favourite housemate at 27%, Charlotte 22%, Courtney 18%. So you'd think those three are sort of look safe. This would indicate Ron's in trouble. Louis 4.2% and Ron 2.4%. Obviously, in 700 votes, that's not... We're only talking sort of about 50, 60 votes, aren't we, either way? Mm. So there's plenty of room to change. You'd probably go along with saying that Ron was favourite, but I've seen favourites beaten in this, and.
Yeah. I mean, my bet would be, I haven't seen the prices as yet as we record this, but my bet would be Louis if I could get him at a decent enough price.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are safe.
No.
As far, definitely not. You think with the Louse, I mean, when the eviction went up on Monday for the one last night, as soon as Danielle was up, was nominated.
It's obvious.
It was that she was going to go, and this one looks a little bit more tricky, and I think that's probably in a way why the bookmakers are sort of just a little bit coy about putting their prices out at this moment. But yeah, I mean, Ron Ron and Louis, if it is a head-to-head between them, then probably Louis is the value. It is, as you said, it probably is old hat. We talked last week about people sort of changing public's perception of them. My public perception of Louis is exactly the same as what I thought last Thursday.
Yes, yeah.
And that he would just annoy the hell out of me.
Yeah. Yeah, and he probably still is. So I mean, with Pratt, I think Ron will go. But I think Louis is the value. I think
if
Ron
knows he's up for eviction, will Ron see this as his opportunity for somebody who, I mean, you've mentioned that he probably doesn't want to stay the duration of the show. Do you feel that this is Ron's chance?
But yeah, it's easier said than done.
If he knows how the game's played, will he do everything he can to make sure that he's nominated? But then, I suppose
it doesn't work, does it?
Well, no. The double-edged sword of this is in a vote to save. If you're doing things that are controversial that are rubbing people up the wrong way, you're likely to be getting airtime.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that in that case, that'd probably make one of the girls vulnerable. I mean, how many people would be voting for Courtney to survive?
It's an interesting one. She's very popular on the polls, but we know these polls can be wrong. And I wonder how much of a basic, you've always got to take into consideration a base level of support, and who's going to pick the phone up? Who's going to pick the phone up for Ron? You know, when you look at Twitter and you look at kind of using that as a barometer, it's mainly guys who are like, yeah, Ron's great, but the guys really pick up the phone and vote. The football fans really pick up the phone and vote. You know, he's got a very strange allegiance of fans to very like teenage girls seem to really like Ron because he's like their granddad. But again, I don't know if they're going to be voting the numbers to save him. I think they just think he's cute. which is weird.
Looking at this was the favourite housemate market again off this BB Spy website, and they were looking at the first week. The first week's results have got Charlotte at 31%, Courtney at 13%, and Louis at 10%. Now, this has been a massive drop for Louis, that he's gone from sort of 10% to 4% in a matter of days, while somebody like Lauren, who was only polling 4% over the weekend, is now polling sort of 27%. So it can change. You'd look at the trends. I mean, Ron was trending 2.8 on that one. He's now 2.4. So I think Ron, that would strike me that Ron has some sort of hardcore fan support, not many of you. Maybe just the punt listeners are.
Well, in that case, he's in desperate danger.
Yeah, but I mean, Louis, that's a massive drop for me from 10% to sort of 4%, which means that he's sort of alienating the public. And
I just can't come across very well, I think.
I think a vote to evict, I think Louis would go.
Yeah, I do.
I think a vote to save, maybe it saves him, but I'm still not sure.
No, I'm not either.
I think a vote to save puts Ron in danger more than Louis.
Yeah.
But I think the way the market will go is that Ron will be favourite, and I think if you can get any price, probably without really pricing it up myself, I think if you can get any price of 5-2 or bigger on Louis, then I think that's the way to go.
Just look at very, very briefly. Lauren seems to be very, very popular, so I think she's not even worth considering. Charlotte, ditto. So I mean, really, it is between Ron, Louis, and Courtney. Rob, you're talking here about, we just said divisive characters stay in. Louis is divisive. Ron is divisive in obviously in his own way. Courtney's a bit, I mean, she's not divisive. People like her. But has she done anything really to warrant her getting loads of votes?
Has she done enough to be light? Has she done enough to get through this vote? And I think she has.
She's done enough to pick up the phone and vote for you, think?
Yeah.
When there's two really strong women in there as well. You think?
That's the thing. I think if it was up between those three, if a Ron or Louis wasn't there, then maybe she would be in danger. But I think
you don't think the other two women have split that kind of that vote a little bit. It's interesting,
yeah, I suppose. I mean, you've only got 48 hours to vote, haven't you? I don't even know if the voting lines have actually opened yet.
I'm not sure if they will have opened on TV. Obviously, this hasn't been. We're recording this a day earlier than we normally do, and I don't think that the voting lines will open until the TV. The other thing we've got to say as well, we're talking about this without having seen Thursday's show. We've seen a few little spoilers about the fact that Ron, I think Ron's kind of had to tell Lauren to pipe down a little bit, which I'm not sure how that'll play well.
That's not going to play. I mean, it's Courtney's birthday today, so the Friday.
She'll get a lot of.
Apparently, there's a big party or something planned for it, so that will be showing on the Friday night show when the majority of votes will be coming in. So I think that would probably save her. The fact that she's going to definitely, by being her birthday and her party, she's definitely going to get the airtime she probably needs to.
It's good knowledge of American models and reality stars' birthdays there, Rob.
I mean, to be quite honest, we always talk about sort of money. It was a big thing on sort of a few of the earlier Big Brothers that we said, well, the ones that get paid the most are the ones that stay in to the end. And however, they've probably paid quite a bit to actually get Courtney Sodno, albeit the fact that she wasn't famous over here. She's quite a big name in America, and I think they would have paid quite a decent money to get her over there. They wouldn't want her going after the first week.
Mm. Interesting one. As far as the market to win, then, we mentioned Charlotte's a bit too short now. Where else would you be looking? I am interested by Abs. I think he's actually quite a nice guy, and I think he'll be there near the final. I don't think he can win it. Lauren would have to be the bet for me at the minute. I think Carol will annoy too many people in the end. I think 6-1 for Lauren is great. I mean, she fits everything. She's been in the public perception of our generation anyway for a long, long time. I vividly remember her as a little boy being on Wogan.
Yeah.
And now she's been on our TVs periodically ever since, and now here she is again. And I mean, whatever you think about her, she's really entertaining, and she's a bit madcap, and she could change people's opinions, and she's got that obviously that difference about her, that thing that's different about her enough to really feel some sort of empathy towards her as well.
Public perception.
Yeah. 6-1 looks a decent price to me.
Yeah, I mean, she's the worst result in the book by quite a long way.
Is she really?
I mean, she's probably been the only real big gamble. While the prices have probably stayed the same, she's come in from sort of 33-1 this time last week to like 5-6-1 now. So
yeah, that's annoying because I can't really back someone who's been that big a price at 6-1. But I think I think she'll be shorter than that come this time next week. Put it that way. Let's have a look at... let's have a quick mention of X Factor. It starts this weekend. We've probably spoken as much as we can about this so far. The winning category and winning manager markets are available on the site. Obviously, the audition stage is about to begin. Plenty of clues online from people who've been to watch it, and there's a few names already kicking about and getting YouTube views. The winning category betting: boys 13-8, girls 7-4, groups 3-1, overs 6-1. The winning manager betting: Louis Walsh 13-8, Nicole Scherzinger 7-4, Gary Barlow 3-1, Sharon Osborne 6-1. The more astute of you will notice that those prices are exactly the same for both, because we're told that we know who the judges are. There's nothing more to add, really, is there, Rob, other than we'll talk about it next week when it comes
out. No, I mean, they were talking about a few little twists. They're actually making an announcement of... if you've noticed on Twitter over the last few days, they've been hashtagging fifth judge, which led a few people to believe that there would be a fifth judge being announced on the show. But I think the way it's going to turn out, I know a few weeks ago they were talking about there was going to be like a flash vote at the end of the show. Mm. And the person with the... You basically have, I think it was 200 seconds or something, to pick your favourite person, your favourite act of the night. And the one with the least amount of votes in those 200 seconds would be automatically put up for nomination or put up for the Sunday sing-off. So that's sort of quite interesting that they're going to do that. I don't know how it's going to work, mainly with sort of the amount of people with phone lines. I presume it's all done on maybe a text message or something like that. But, I mean, it's... Again, that's going to favour the acts on last. So obviously, your people that are sort of, I keep thinking back to the a few of the girls early on last year who were put up, who were singing sort of first or second, and sort of forgotten about, and some like Kai Sones and people like that.
So yeah,
you'd think again they're going to struggle. I think it just once again it just proves that. They manipulate the running order to get the best acts on last, I would imagine. So.
We will wait and see. Yeah, you're right. The Emmys betting is out there at the moment. We'll probably discuss this in a bit more detail next week, shall we? Shall we, Rob? It's not till mid-September, is it?
Isn't it?
So we've got plenty of time for that. But if you're keen on TV betting, then have a quick look at that. There are markets on the outstanding drama series, and plenty of great TV in that list. Outstanding comedy series, outstanding lead actress in a drama, and outstanding lead actor in a drama. Showbiz specials, next celebrity breakups on the website. Wowzers.
There's a few, isn't there?
Yeah. Have a look at some of those names. It's like a who's who of the male online. Zoo specials, Edinburgh pandas. To have twins, evens, a panda born this year to be called George, 25-1. I don't mind that bet. the gender, 5-6 each of two. And will the Edinburgh baby panda go to Oxford or Cambridge? Is priced up at 4.3 million to one. Interesting market.
The Cambridge we were telling between 4.2 and 4.4, so I think 4.3 was fair enough.
Yeah. 1 to 5 that the panda is born at Edinburgh Zoo. 100 to 30, no.
Well, 1 to 5 is probably his value, isn't it?
Well, I mean, they're not sure, are they? But, you know, she seems to be displaying... The worry is that she had a phantom pregnancy last year.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of worry about this.
Or she's got fat, just like most Scottish people.
Well, there's a thing, you see. You know, you need to do a bit more panda research, because do you know how big a baby panda is when it comes out?
I would say about... Oh, a stone...
Minuscule, Rob.
Minuscule, isn't it?
Minuscule. You wouldn't even know the panda was pregnant.
Really?
So they don't even know if the panda is pregnant, actually.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah.
Maybe I won't lump them.
Yeah, they're very, very small, apparently. So, yeah, I mean, you wouldn't know. Obviously, fairly big animal anyway, so you wouldn't know on the... So, yeah, I mean, it's not definite. I mean, no one's saying it's definite. They're all just on standby. Could be any time in the next month, they say, as well, if the birth does happen. George, I mean, they're usually given... Obviously, the parents have got Chinese names. I don't know what the protocol is with the name, whether it would have to be a Chinese name, or whether it could be given... Would the Chinese go in for that? I like it, though, Rob. I really like that bet.
When in Britain, do what the Brits do.
Exactly. You know, it'd be quite a coup, wouldn't it? Or would it be disrespectful to Prince George and the royal family? I don't know. Probably talked enough about pandas, if we're being honest. Should we call it a day, then?
Let's call it a day.
You've got weddings to plan, haven't you? You've got invites to send out.
For some people, yeah.
Have you not sent the invites out yet?
All invitations have been sent, confirmed.
Okay.
That's it.
Great.
Sorry, Lee. Did you not get yours?
No.
Must be in the post.
Oh, Dave Kellner must have picked mine up.
Dave's not coming either.
Okay.
Can't have Dave there. Just ruin it.
I mean, I thought, you know, we'd built up a special relationship on the Specials podcast, but...
We have, but I've got to try and find you... I'm working hard to try and find you a special guest while I'm away.
Oh, right. Okay, right. How long are you away for?
I'm only away for... podcast purposes, I'm only away for a week.
Who's going to be doing the specials? The specials pricing.
Your friend.
Who's that?
Well, I'm trying to get Reality Tim onto the podcast to help you in your hour of need.
No, but who is going to be pricing up? Do you know yet from the trading team? Who could fill your boots?
I've got a few people in mind who I'd probably just need to sweeten a little bit.
No one wants to do it, do they?
Nobody wants to do
That's
it.
That's fair enough. Okay.
You could do it. Here's a job for you, Lee. You could be.
I don't think I'm good enough to price markets up. DK could do it.
Well, he's worse than you.
No, he knows more about betting than I do.
Well, there you go. DK could do it.
Yeah, I'll sound him out. Could be be the trader for the week. And sorry, I just got preoccupied by the specials page. Mila Kunis's picture scrolled across my eyes. I've lost my train of thought completely now.
Yeah, we're talking about DK, but obviously Mila Kunis seems to have aborted any thought of DK for a while.
I can't think about DK and Mila Kunis in the
same
sentence.
What if she thinks about DK?
Well, she's probably never even contemplated him after the restraining order was granted. Rob, thanks very much. We'll speak next week when we'll have more to say about Celebrity Big Brother. There was a suggestion from our friend and long-time listener David Bell that we do a midweek version.
This is a midweek one, isn't it?
Thursday.
Now, not Friday.
I mean, to be fair, Rob, I could maybe give you a call early next week if there's more news on Celebrity Big Brother. We could just do a 5-minute update, couldn't we?
We could do, yeah.
You up for that?
It makes you think that he's won, isn't it?
No, I don't mind that. I like listening to suggestions.
I don't want him to win.
Okay.
I don't want him to come up with an idea because he'll just ram it down our throats for the next 6 months.
I don't mind. I like David Bell. His tweets have improved markedly over the last week or so.
Well, it makes sense. At least he's... It's better when he writes stuff down. If he speaks in his Macam accent, I ain't got a clue.
Oh no, I don't want him. You know, I don't want him appearing on the podcast. I mean, that'd be crazy.
No.
That'd be like the world gone mad. But well, I mean, I think we should consider it. If anything big happens in the Big Brother house, then we can we'll appear before next Thursday, Friday. Who knows?
Who knows?
Rob, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
Have a great weekend. Rob's on Twitter @reality_Rob. I'm @LeePhelps, and we tweet sometimes about Big Brother. Bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.
Oh, and the asterisks. No one commented on the intro.